Guy Roberts is the artistic director of the Prague Shakespeare Festival in the Prague, right?
Yes.
You know, where they cash the checks, where they make all the puns about checks.
Yes. Absolutely.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 545, Prague Shakespeare Company. Last January of 2017, at the Shakespeare Theater Association's annual conference in Baltimore, held at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, I had the pleasure of speaking with so many Shakespeareans from around the world, including Guy Roberts, the artistic director of the Prague Shakespeare Company. Guy had asked our permission to produce William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, in Prague, and since we rarely, which is to say we never, tour the Czech Republic, Reed Martin and I licensed them the rights. So during one of Stas Drinkscussions sessions, it was thrilling to meet and speak with Guy in person and talk about his work at the Prague Shakespeare Company. You have programmed William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. I think you are the first non-RSC company to license it in the world. What the hell were you thinking?
Well, we were thinking that our production of Complete Works Abridged has been such an enormous hit and played for so many years. As soon as we heard this was out there, everyone was asking about it, all of our actors, even our audiences. And so we're so happy that we have the privilege of being the first people besides you to do this.
And you just saw our production Thursday night.
Yes.
Here at the Star Conference. Have you seen your production?
I haven't, because I've been on tour with one of our production of Much Ado About Nothing. So I haven't even seen the production in Prague yet, but I've got a lot of great notes after watching you guys.
That's so funny. Now, one of the reasons that it's being done in Prague is because you know Jennifer King,
yes,
who we know from Shakespeare Napa Valley and from the Napa Valley Conservatory Theater, and back when she was the artistic director of the Sonoma County Rep in Sebastopol.
Oh, wow.
She's been a big champion of ours and allowed us to workshop many of our scripts, and she was there at the very beginning.
Amazing.
of the long-lost process. How do you and Jennifer know each other?
Well, Jennifer, I had known her slightly by reputation, and you kind of hear everyone's name, but she came to Prague on holiday last summer and saw our production of Richard III at Prague Castle. We started having a drink and we instantly clicked, and she said that she knew you guys, and then from there, having, you know, recently done Richard III in our minds, we both became Richard III's, thinking, how can we get this show in Prague?
You were Machiavellian.
Yes.
That's right.
Now, how did you come to start Prague Shakespeare?
Yeah, I was the artistic director of the Austin Shakespeare Festival, and
wait. Oh, sorry, slow down, because there's nothing I like hearing more than Austin Shakespeare.
The Austin Shakespeare Festival.
There it is.
In Texas, and in 2007, the city of Austin gave me a grant to go to Prague and direct Macbeth, okay, with a Czech company, and I went there, loved it, and at that time Prague was one of the only major cities in Europe that didn't have a professional English language company. So I decided to do that.
And they allowed this, you know, Yankee to come do this? Or, I mean, it must be an international company, I'm guessing.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. We're kind of, you know, we drew a lot of inspiration from how Peter Brook drew his company together. Mm-hmm. So we've got people from different countries, different races, different accents, all coming together in Prague and speaking Shakespeare in English as the thing that brings us all together.
Do you do any, did you translations for the local language?
There is a fantastic Czech translator named Martin Hilsky, who has an MBE from Queen Elizabeth, because he has translated the entire canon, and we use his
into Czech,
and we use his translations and have titles for all of our productions.
That's really cool. It occurs to me you could probably do multilingual productions, right?
We absolutely,
if you want,
can.
It.
We can. We just played our production of The Winter's Tale at the National Theater, where all of the scenes set in Bohemia were spoken in Czech, and all the other scenes were in English.
Wait, I'm
you know, I'm American, so my geography sucks. But Bohemia is what they used to call the Czech Republic, right?
Yes, and there's reference in Shakespeare's play to the coast of Bohemia.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a coast now, but little known fact, people say it never did, there were a couple years when the empires were changing where it extended down near Croatia and it did have a coast.
In the early 16th century? 17th century?
Well, probably much earlier when they were fighting all these wars. So there's some historical accuracy to that.
There's a joke in Long Lost about that.
Yes, yeah.
There does Bohemia have a coast? It does not, but I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is Alan Burroughs from Shakespeare and Company, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our 50-city, town, village, hamlet, wide place in the road UK tour of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged finishes up this week with its final performances in Eastbourne, although I think that might just be over now as I record this, Woking, Derby, Folkestone, and Bromley. It's been a fantastic tour, and I'll get to speak to actors Matt Pearson, Joe Mosley, and James Percy about all their touring adventures when I see them in August, because I'll be going back to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this August, because they will be performing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged for all of August at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe at the Gilded Balloon. Tickets are on sale now. And this week in the U.S., we'll perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged for 3 nights at the Virginia Arts Festival in Norfolk, Virginia. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Guy Roberts, the artistic director of the Prague Shakespeare Company. So you read Long Lost Shakes, I assume at some point, and now you've seen it. Having done complete works, how do you compare the two?
Well, I think actually in a way, the actors you need to do this new play have to have a greater facility with Shakespeare. They have to actually have a little more Shakespeare training to pull it off. And that's what was so fantastic about watching you guys do it, because you were so quick and so absolutely clear that we're following this new story. Because with complete works, if you know a little Shakespeare, you know Romeo and Juliet. But putting this one together, you have to really listen. And that's what was so fantastic about what you guys did.
Oh, awesome. Well, and if you're touring Much Ado, then you saw so many echoes and familiarities in the Puck-Aereo relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's terrific. Yeah. And it's such a great story. And the crazy thing is, there are a lot of jokes that you found this long-lost Shakespeare play, but there were a couple times where I was thinking, this could really be a long-lost play of Shakespeare's.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because that's the challenge, is to make it seem like it's the thing itself.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the best Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap is the thing it's parodying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what also is so great about all your shows, and this one too, is you guys are having so much fun. The audience has so much fun. And, you know, that's what we need a little bit more of now in the theater. Yeah. Because even when you're playing King Lear, if that actor playing King Lear is having a great time doing it, so is the audience.
Oh, I think it's absolutely true. And I think that's true. I think we forget this about Shakespeare himself. His actors, there was no such thing as realism there. His actors knew there was always an audience. There was never any pretense that the audience wasn't there. And right. I think that's one of the fun bits. It's always been the thing that we do, which is always acknowledge the audience. And I think theater audiences like that. I think they get so. I think there are times when they see a realistic play for 3 or 5 hours, and they go, "Holy crap!"
Right.
And then it becomes like a movie or a TV show. But when Shakespeare, the best of it, makes it theatrical again.
Absolutely, and that's why we go to the theater. We don't want to. you know, go to the theater and see exactly what we're experiencing in our own mundane lives. We want to be transported. And the hardest way to transport people, I think, often is comedy. And that's why this show works, and it's why Complete works was a success in the other shows. Because through that comedy, you're able to actually touch on some other things. Well, making someone laugh.
Yeah, well, and making someone laugh, that is the goal, right? That's the gift. Now, you opened Long Lost Shakes, am I right, on New Year's Eve of 2016?
Yes, and we had just completed an enormous year in 2016 where we performed everything in Shakespeare's canon, including all of the sonnets, all of the poems, all of the plays in some form or fashion. And we just thought, what better way to end our big, crazy year with a new Shakespeare play that no one had ever seen?
Oh, my God. So you just in 2016, the calendar year of 2016 alone,
yes,
you did his complete works and his sonnets.
We did, and we think we're the only company that's ever done this. We also did some of the disputed or newly accepted Shakespeare plays, Edward III, Cardenio, or The Double Falsehood, Sir Thomas More. But one thing we did with a twist, we didn't all do it in traditional theater forms. We invited artists from many different media. We had dancers, we had musicians, you know, we had five different Hamlets, we had three Much Ado's. It was a real great year-long celebration of Shakespeare in Prague.
At some point, did you say, screw it, let's just run a movie?
We did. We showed some of the movies because, you know, that's the way some people are really coming to Shakespeare these days, and there's some great films. So we were lucky enough to show the Czech premieres of the new Stratford Festival film series of their King Lear with Colm Feore and other great productions.
Oh, my God. What a great... Yeah, well, as you say, what better way to end the year but with a new long-lost play? But we've been saying in our sort of marketing materials, you can't claim to have seen the complete works of Shakespeare until you've seen his long-lost first play.
Absolutely. Well, and if you lived in Prague, you've seen the complete works of Shakespeare.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your terrible Czech puns via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @AustinTichner, and the RSC's now on Instagram, too, @ReducedShakespeareCompany. You can also follow the Prague Shakespeare Company on Twitter, @ProgueShakes. Thanks, as always, to Bounce to Czech Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Tyler Hagee. No reason, it's just random, and I do hope I pronounced that right. Special thanks to Alan Burrows, the artistic director of Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. In the spirit of translating Shakespeare, I'll leave you with our audio translation of Romeo and Juliet from the Reduced Shakespeare radio show, available internationally as a download from iTunes or in the popular CD format from our website, reducedshakespeare.com. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 545 1635 fifths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Guy, thank you so much for not only programming the show, but just doing the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much also for the work that you guys have given all of us and making us laugh and keeping us thinking. Thank you.
And now, with no further ado, the Reduced Shakespeare Company is proud to present the Bard's immoral tragedy, Romeo and Juliet.
On the streets of Verona, servants of rival households are about to meet.
I say, do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
I do but bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
I do not bite my thumb at you, sir. I do but bite my thumb.
I say unto you, sir, that thou liest.
I am afeard then, sirrah, I needs must poke thee in thine eye.
Ouch, and I will then pull your hair.
Ooh, that smarts. Stomach punch?
Be my guest.
Oof.
Ouch. Yikes.
Oh,
it's the prince!
Rebellious subjects, enemies of the peace, profaners of this neighbor's stained steel. What the heck is going on here? It's audio footnote time.
Alert listeners will no doubt have noticed that this is an adapted version of Romeo and Juliet. In this modern age of 7-second sound bites and diminished attention spans, the practice of translating classic works of literature into the modern vernacular is becoming more and more common. This is done to maintain the flagging interest of you, the discerning radio listener, and also for the benefit of the actors, a term we use in its most generous sense.
That was audio footnote time.
Who was that?
An announcer, my lord.
Have him destroyed. And so I exhort you, my subject. I implore you, call an end to this feud.
But then there'd be no play.
Oh, well, carry on then.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, Adam, what happened to your hair?
Need to be nice.
Okay. Farewell, Capulet. Farewell, Slick. Ha-ha!
So, where were we?
Machine guns.
Right, machine guns. Shall we?
Certainly.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
Austin Shakespeare.